China. We'll just...
Our ears won't be... I don't see any place to sign this one.
They told me to give the abbreviated version, so I won't go into all my commentary.
There's anybody out there?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Door.
That's good.
We got the sunshine here.
We are entering a new era, but this new era has some barriers to navigate through, and that is the softening of the economy. You know, however, the county itself has some very good strategic underpinnings that support our ability to go forward over the next couple of years. I think we're poised to move with our long-term financial plan that we presented, albeit our sales tax rate still is one of the lesser rates in the entire state. While other communities are struggling with criminal justice needs, jail space, our commissioners already had the foresight to manage this problem and address it. Recently, we received a bond rating to AAA2, and then finally another
which happens strong... to be the highest in President Butler County history, by the way.
Oh, that's true, yeah. And the final point I wanted to make is that, you know, the county has used very creative initiatives to fund some major local projects that will continue or sustain our economic growth. What I'd like to do is now go to slide number 2.
Maybe we should suspend this later.
Pardon?
Okay.
Yeah.
Basically recap some goals of the budgetary process. We're going to be able to maintain and improve our service delivery. We're going to exercise fiduciary judgment by implementing our long-range financial plan, building our cash reserves, paying down some of our short-term debt borrowings. As we move on to slide number 3, this kind of recaps where we've been and where we expect to be by the end of 2008. It does a comparison between the plan and what has actually happened or will happen and what we plan to happen in 08. But at the end of 08, we projected in our financial plan to have, you know, $14.1 million in cash reserves. And based upon the plan to date, we expect to achieve that that position by the end of 08. $14 million is roughly 15% of our general fund budget, which is a guideline that Moody's often uses to look at, that they would like to see general fund reserve at least 15% or more, you know, of a county's annual budget. If we move on to slide 4, for 2008, we're projecting revenues at $99.2 million. That's compared to a proposed budget of $92.9 million, or a surplus of $6.3 million, and I'm rounding. So, and that surplus will be used to build cash reserves and pay down short-term debt in conjunction with our financial plan. We move on to slide number 5. We projected to pay, I believe it was $2.2 million.
Yeah, that's right.
In long-term debt, our financial plan indicated, and we're in fact doing that. Currently, a recap of our short-term debt, we've got $14.3 million tied up in TIF-related projects, which will be taken out by bonds once the TIF projects mature. We have a special assessment, which will also be taken out by bonds. Then we have the engineer who has a short-term note through us that he liquidates over time. General obligation notes, we have about $8.8 million, and we have about $7 million on the construction of the Board of Elections building. So it Over the next few years, we'll target to pay down those short-term general geo-related notes.
You know, that always gets misconstrued when we really ought to refer to the Board of Elections and Agricultural Building and the TI and the
emergency radio system.
No, it's not in that building, but Don is right. It's an administrative office.
Everybody sees that for the Board of Elections, and it's not really accurate. There's three divisions in that building.
We'll change that, Don. Thank you. Well, on page number six, this kind of recaps what we were just talking about of building cash reserves. And in 2007 and 2008, paying down short-term debt to end up at the end of 2008 with a projected cash balance of $14,123,445.63. We move on to chart number seven. First, going to take a look at our revenue resources. About 13 of our revenue resources make up about 88% of our total revenue. Those 13 are described here, and it shows the historical receipts of those 13 revenues. I might point out that we have been affected over the past couple of years and will continue to be affected by what I refer to as some of the economistic revenues, some of the revenues that are reacting to the softening of the economy, you know, albeit property transfer tax, building regulation fees, and recorder's fees. For example, recorder's fees, this year we received the lowest monthly receipt in 7 years, you know, into our recorder's fee fund, or recorder fee in a general fund. So those are reacting now, and we've reflected that reaction in our 08 forecast of revenues. This is not a conservative forecast. I think this is a very reasonable and practical forecast. We don't have much padding in here. In fact, we don't have any padding in here. So a lot of it is going to be dependent upon what the economy does in the next 12 months. In particular, we note that, you know, we've got sales tax in there, which could be affected. We're showing a 2.5% growth in 08, which might be aggressive depending upon what happens in the economy. Property taxes in 08, we're only showing a 1%, you know, increase. Even though the revaluation starts next year, we'll reflect that in the following year in 09. So this is a picture of our revenues. And the next two pages describes in more detail how we project those revenues, what basis we set those revenue levels on. So we move on to slide number 10. We're going to get into the expense side of the equation. We have 15 departments that make up about 77% of the total general fund. And I've listed those departments basically in with the largest, to the smallest depicted on this particular chart. If you'll notice, the top 15 departments is increasing by about 4.98% at the yellow subtotal level. And at all remaining other departments is declining 3.83% for a combined change of 2.85%. The next page kind of identifies some causal reasons why some of those budgets are changing in 08. There's an explanation column which gives a very summary description of the changes that our top 15 departments are having or experiencing in 2008. The next page is a full detail of each department in the general fund. You know, that, you know, totals the $92,897 budget that's being proposed, which represents a 2.85% increase over the prior year budget.
I think the key is that the operational part, the first subtotal box, shows an increase of 1.25%.
If we move on to 13, page 13, this is sort of an empirical slide which shows the major categories of the general fund expense and what percent each category makes up of the total general fund. As you can see, the two largest categories represent administrative expense or general government, if you will, and the justice system, which includes public safety and the courts and the criminal system, as well as the non-criminal system of the justice system. Public assistance, which is mandated allocation by the state, or debt service, and then other. You can see how that's changed over time. The very next slide, 14, looks at the two major categories and looks at their change from 05 to 08. As you can see, administrative expense as a percent of the total general fund declines from 26.2% down to 25%, while the justice system continues to increase. You know, there are containment efforts in both categories to try to contain those costs and maintain them at a reasonable level over time. One way to evaluate that is to compare your increases over the past couple of years to inflation, just to general inflation, to see, are we ahead of inflation, are we behind inflation, and see if there's an explanation of why, if we exceed inflation rates. The next slide, which is 15, starts to look at those two major categories and under the, you know, area of cost containment to see what type of job has been done as far as containment. And if we zero in on the administrative expense, for example, and we look at our expenses in 2005 that were $19.7 million, and if we grow those expenses through 2008 at the average inflation rate that's been in, you know, in place over the past couple of years, that indicates that, you know, we should, inflation-adjusted budget should be about $21,771,000 compared to our actual budget of $23,223,000, or excess growth over inflation of $1,451,000. We do the same analysis for the justice system. However, there's always a story behind every growth analysis like this, and I think what we need to look at is the story behind the growth to really decide, are we really exceeding inflation, or are there some things that are not in our control that is causing that excess cost over inflation. If we look at the very next slide, which is slide number 16, basically looks at administrative expense. Same numbers that we've looked at before. If we take 05 and inflate it compared to 08, we think we have a excess budget of a $1.4 million. But I think that we have to look at some non-discretionary or items that are not in our control that have happened over the last couple of years, and in particular, the changes in the voting process has caused a large increase in the budget, not to mention the presidential election in 08 that we're trying to plan for. State-mandated increases to public health, you know, these would be state-mandated payments to disease control, the rabies, et cetera, and changes that are driven by technology. If we take those uncontrollable items out of that increase, you can see that really what we've done is that our administrative cost is growing less than inflation, not greater than inflation, once adjusted for those mandated or non-controllable items. So from a cost containment standpoint, you know, we are growing at a rate of 2.05%, which is less than the inflation rate. Now, if we move on to slide 17, we can do the same thing for the justice system, but we have to make a little variation here or institute a little variation. One of the reasons why the justice system expenses have grown is the fact that we're now housing prisoners for other municipalities, which has increased our costs, but yet there's revenue that's come in to offset those costs. So if we take their expenses in 05 and subtract what we are getting in contract revenue for boarding of prisoners and compare it to 08 and subtract what we're receiving for contract prisoners and then apply the inflation rate, you see that from an inflative standpoint on a net expenditure basis, on an inflated basis, it should be $47.3 million versus an actual basis or budgeted basis in 08 of $49.1 million, which implies a growth or expense in excess of inflation during the last 3 years of $1.8 million. Basically, that can be justified by the fact that we had to add, due to population changes, we have to add a new judge. We've had increases in our own prisoner population. We've had increasing indigent attorney costs. You guys were talking about the stress on children's services today. You know, same thing on indigents or people that really lack the funds to defend themselves. That number keeps growing. And other staff increases in the courts to react to growing population. Now, basically, the courts are only exceeding inflation by about 1.3% on a net expenditure basis. The next chart, which is chart number 18, that sort of kind of takes what we were just talking about. Now, this is depicted on a gross basis, not a net expenditure basis, which kind of shows the trend of the justice system and the trend of administrative expenses. As you can see, the containment of the administrative expenses is reflected by a very flat trend line there, while the justice system, you know, continues to increase. And as I mentioned at the outset, we are fortunate that back in 2001, we did complete the construction of our jail. We addressed our own criminal justice problem, our jail space problem, and absorbed it into the general fund. I certainly hate to be in the position of Warren County and Hamilton County today in trying to address those issues today. But the growing population will continue to affect the justice system and will continue to be a challenge for us to fund in the future.
I think on the administrative side, we can keep that relatively flat because we're not basically on the administrative side dealing with bodies. We're dealing with processes. You know, filing deeds and paying, you know, property tax bills getting mailed out and getting paid. But on the criminal justice side, while that's getting so expensive, they're dealing with bodies.
More people driven.
More people. I mean, it's
service driven is the administration.
Yeah, more very, people very coming point. Through the, getting, you know, divorces or going to jail or whatever, just actual bodies. And so you can't do much. Technology can't streamline that process too much. You can't improve technology and have less bodies. I mean, we can deal. Technology can improve on the administrative side, the processes, and streamline that so we can keep that administrative cost relatively flat. But you can on the justice side. Population, as the population goes up, we're just going to have more bodies to deal with. So,
very good point. Slide 19 basically is superimposed a triangle there over that, which, you know, describes that we want to build a foundation for our financial strength in the future, and right now we're attaining that and we're heading that direction. We're maintaining county operations. We are complying with our financial plan. We're building cash reserves and we're paying down short-term debt. So we're creating a strong foundation for the future. As we approach 08, we need to try to maintain control of changes to the budget. You know, and we really need to try to delay actions until we see how the economy is going to respond over the next, you know, 3 or 4 for 5 months. We need to avoid, try to avoid the budgeting practice of addressing things or providing funds to departments on a first-come, first-served basis. It would be nice if we can structure that process where, you know, we have quarterly approval of budget changes and we have a project that may be submitted by one department compete with another department to try to evaluate, you know, which one we should fund and which one we should postpone. We should only grant new budget requests as revenue sources dictate. Again, back to my comment about the next 4 or 5 months, I'd really like to see where the economy is going then. And finally, just point out that we originally started with about a $600,000 capital request from our various departments, and we were able to accommodate about 350,000 of those requests. We have 250,000 in capital requests from our departments that we have not addressed in this budget yet. So we need to look forward for a way to try to handle those as we get into 08, either through additional revenues that might come in, or, you know, spreading the cost of those projects over several years or 3 to 5 years by leasing some of that equipment. So, you know, that's one open end that we have as we approach 2008. So that's a quick summary of where the budget stands, and I'm going to give Bob an opportunity beginning to speak on the budget process himself, but you know, he asked me to give the abbreviated view, but Bob, if you want to, you know, make any comments. You know, Bob does a great deal of work on compiling everything. He spends many, many hours, you know, working on this. And so, you know, he's an excellent party to have in this process.
And the only thing I wanted to say is I rather expected when I started to see the budgets come in that with the knowledge that there was some more sales tax and dollars are going to be available than what we had in the past, that we would start getting wish lists and kind of pie-in-the-sky requests. And I really would like to say that the departments did not do that. That there is across the board out there an awareness of the need for responsibility in managing the county's funds. Those departments who are traditionally budget very tight continued to budget very tight. And nobody was profligate and asked for more than what they really needed. I think that goes to the credit and the quality of the people that we have in these departments and the elected officials.
Express our appreciation. That's in form of a letter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that you know, as we look at the process, you know, Tim and Bob, a great deal of thanks, you know, for the hours that they put in. And I wanted to say that, you know, Tim, you mentioned in your presentation here, you know, the foresight that commissions have had about building our own jail. And that's where, you know, I think you're right on the money. And I think, you know, Commissioner Furman was the only one who was here to leadership for that as we built the new jail. But that certainly has paid dividends. And it's, what's that?
I was just going to say, and it was a 2-1 vote to build those extra pods and finish them, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, but I think that, you know, when you look at 2007 in our transition year of with the emergency radio system and our asking the citizens to support a permanent sales tax, which will be reduced in January 1st to 6.25, they're buying into that, and our office holders are buying into that long-range vision of getting our financial house in order, which is indicated by Moody's giving us an upgrade. And I'm very happy that we can pay down the debt and build up reserves, and that's very important. So, you know, my thanks to Tim and Bob, but also thanks to office holders who bought into that vision, and it continues, I think, the long-range stability of Butler County, that, you know, we're not sitting here saying, you know, looking at a $2 million or $3 million deficit, and where are we going to cut, and what are we going to do, and like other counties are facing, and yet we still have the lowest sales tax in the Southwest Ohio.
In the state.
In the state, which, you know, says values to your leadership, Tim and Bob and all the office holders, and being able to maintain the high quality of service in one of the fastest growing counties in the state also. And that's where I think we see where the justice system, you know, is very correctly so, is increasing. You know, the new judge and the need for the courtroom and the sheriff's needs. And I think the sheriff needs our gratitude also because his budget's been very good this year. And hopefully we don't have any surprises from him over the year. But, I think that overall I'm very pleased and glad that we're on this financial stability road. But, you know, as we go forward, we still need to maintain a vigilance over spending.
Well, and I think one of the goals we have want to have throughout the year is watch our pennies, and we'd really like to pay more debt or pay more down on our debt than the plan calls for. I know that's one of your primary goals, to get that short-term debt going. So I think we want to be more aggressive than the plan calls for.
I keep looking at, the state and the, I've said it how many times about the historical downturns in state economy, which comes in the early in the next decade. And we've got to be in a position to be able to withstand that downturn. And unfortunately, we're having some other pressures because of the mortgage problem and the tax problem, delinquency problem, that it means even more and more that we keep a hand on this budget.
We were kind of planning on the downturn some time ago, is what I think, as you remember, that's kind of why we are in decent shape, because we kind of saw it coming and we're still expecting it and start cutting out.
I'd like to keep a handle on our personnel.
Absolutely.
We've been trending that down.
We're going to keep doing that.
And I want to stay on that program to exceed the debt retirement. Next time you sat at Moody's, I don't want to explain why we didn't. I want to explain how we did more than what we told them.
Right.
Okay. And another upgrade.
Yeah. And the key to that is that we get that debt paid down. Look, we're going to get less and less money from the state and federal.
Absolutely.
We're going to have to take care of ourselves and fund our own projects. So it's real important that we get that debt going.
Yep. Yeah, we agree with you.
And then instead we're going to go widen Bypass 4, build 63. You know, we don't have to stand out there and get in line with our hand out. We just go to the bank and draw it out and go build it. So.
Yeah. Our goal is
good job.
Thank you. Our goal is to get this, bring it to you guys on Thursday for approval.
Good job.
Now, real quick, Bob mentioned some of the cooperation of the departments and some of the things that they do. They continue to be very creative to try to get things funded out of different funds.
Absolutely.
That's an excellent point he made. And I just want to use an example. You guys weren't here for Board of Elections hearing. But Board of Elections has been very creative in the coming year on how they're addressing and how they're trying to manage the upcoming presidential election. They're going to use an outside contract for some of their personnel, which eliminates overtime. And they're going to a second shift, which should eliminate, overtime as well. And I told Betty during our public hearing that they're exercising a great deal of creativity in addressing their situation in '08, and I applauded them. So, and that's just one example of some of the things that goes on among the departments and some of the things that they do.
I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, I expected to compile that departmental list and see a 5 or 6% increase, and it didn't come anywhere close to that.
I think another example is, as we look at the recorder's office, Dan's budget, where he's, his workload has gone down, as you say, the lowest. He's offered to send, a couple of those people out to the engineer's office
scanning.
To help with some scanning,
yeah.
which is great, and hopefully, the uptick in construction and housing will come back.
We know we're going to move lateral for the next year or two.
Yeah. Dan has always been very pragmatic in his budget approach. Excellent job over the years, so good point.
All right.
Do you guys have any questions? Josh? Yeah. Okay.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Dalbec?
Yes.
Thanks. And then we have to get to our bill of lunching.